can't believe that you've released an album so quickly after, I'm sure Friends in Danger only came out months ago, but it's been a couple of years, I suppose.
Oh, thank God you see it that way. Thank you.
No, we're still thrashing it over here on RTR, so, I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, we did the new album in about a week and a half or so.
Yeah, 12 days, so it says.
Yeah, and we even went in after that, like, about a month ago into Birdland again and did, like, a week's worth of sort of demos and a couple of songs for the new single.
Oh, okay. So, because the last album, Friends in Danger, you released two singles with that. And, yeah, so what's going to be the first... Oh, you've got Rabbit with Fangs has already come off the new album called Young and Full of the Devil.
Yes, yes. So, and then we did She Riff. We looked at it and thought... We heard it and we thought, oh, you know, that's a great song. Let's do a shorter version, you know, just fuck around with it. So, oh, can I say that on the radio? No.
No, you just have. It's okay.
Fuck around with it. And we did like a 3-minute sort of band, sort of edit of the song. So, and it's a reinterpretation, I guess. So it's interesting to hear the two together when you put them together. But the Cherry single's out this week.
Excellent.
On Hot Pink Digipack.
Oh, sweet. Away from doing the rush of EPs, which you started off with for your first 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. And then going to the full length thing, has the writing bug really hit you now?
Yeah, I guess so, but yeah, it would have, because when we first started, it wasn't like we were hoping to become, you know, a band that plays for 5 years. It was just almost like a hobby, and then when it got kind of a bit more serious with record contracts and stuff, we got a little... So the first two EPs are basically what we played for about 5 years, like first few sets we did for the first couple of years were just like 5 or 6 songs, like, you know, extended jams, because we only had 5 or 6 songs, and, you know, we were a little lazy, but now we've gotten older and I guess we listen to a broader range of music, we've travelled sort of far and wide, and, you know, losing guitars, gaining guitars, sort of, you tend to want to write a bit more because you've got so much more to say, and it's just a whole lot of stuff that sort of conglomerates and helps in making, you know, full-length. And full-length albums are kind of like a trip in themselves. The way we do it is like really deliberate. Before we go into the studio, we kind of kick back, you know, in our kitchen and wherever we are, and just talk about it for weeks and weeks and jam for weeks and weeks about how the album's going to sound, what we want to do with it, you know, and it's all connected. So EPs and albums and singles and all of that, it's all approached so differently. They're all such different, you know, I guess, products in the end of our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons why we're creating albums, you know.
Yeah. Something I really noticed this time around with Young and Full of the Devil is
Young and Full of the Devil. You're funny, man.
It's always a fascinating subject when, like, you're from courses.
You're funny though.
I am not.
I reckon you're funny. How old are you?
The difference between Young and Full of the Devil and Friends in Danger, like Friends in Danger I think was 60% beautiful feedback loops. because you pulled such an awesome bass sound from Friends in Danger.
Ah!
It's so deep. It's one of the, like, deepest sounding bass recordings I've heard for a long time.
Dean, jumping around the room. Dean, come here and explain your bass setup, please. Can you? What do you want to ask? What questions do you want to ask? Dean's running around the room. Dean, it's dope you said that.
Dean, give me the specs of your bass rig.
Yeah, no, Dean, come here. Talk about the sound of the band and what we do and stuff and the differences between the two albums. You're good at that. Here's Dean.
Okay. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hello, Dean.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, not so bad. I'm Adam. I'm in Perth. Hello.
How you going?
Good, good. I was just saying to Adelita that Young and Full of the Devil, the differences I've found just initially between that and Friends in Danger is Friends in Danger was like 60% just awesome feedback and extreme bass sound. Yeah, was there a big difference in the setups for the two different albums?
No. The songs are written.
No, I mean like a studio setup with it sounds like in Friends in Danger you're standing behind 20 Marshall stacks.
Dave's guitar was done different, but the drums and the bass and Adelita's guitar were all recorded the same in both sessions. It's just the mix down that we treated really differently. But the main difference in the Friends in Danger was so dense is because Adelita used insanely detuned guitar lines and the songs that she wrote are so detuned that it just is a wall of sound and there's so many tones fighting each other to get through the speakers.
Yeah. So the mix down this time, did you sort of try and separate it a bit?
Yeah, and it was a bit easier to get all the guitars matching because they were all in tune. The last one is just noises piled on top of each other.
Do you feel like Friends in Danger, you think you've moved on and you've learnt how to use the studio and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
I want to say something about that because I used to hate recording, right, and not that it was a waste of time, but now I really like it because you get into the studio and you can just set up, like we set up 16 pedals for one song to blow up this tiny little amp and doing stuff like that is just so rewarding because you just get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You know, we just go in and say, play the whole song and I'll just do whatever. This is like after the skeleton bit of the song's been laid down.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever and then after, when mixdown's happening, you know, we'll listen to Ryle's overdub and we'll pick a 10-second bit of it that sounds, like, better than the rest of it, like the bit, and we'll put all these effects on it. We'll work on that tiny bit for 2 hours and then we'll put it in the one song from the one album, just this tiny 10-second bit. So it's a really long process, but in the end, when we're sitting back listening to the mixed version or while we're mixing, it just blows us away because we think, well, is that really us? Because we don't have a lot of control a lot of the time of what we do when we do the overdubs. So.
Well, that's not what you want anyway, usually.
Yeah, like exactly, yeah.
You want to be wrestling feedback into try and pull it into line.
Yeah,
that's what
it
sounds
exactly.
Like.
And it's like listening to bands like My Bloody Valentine and Say Stereolab, like they've just got the most amazing background noise. It's like this background noise, it's like the stoner volume.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's like that subliminal, it's like a subliminal message, and there's this, I just did this most amazing thing, I'm so proud of myself, it's in a song called Delay, which is like on the Shearer single.
Yeah.
I wrote the song, and I kind of like went back, I heard something in one of the vocals, just heard something, and I went, oh my God, what's that? And so I just turned it up a little, added a slight bit of, say, I don't know, some delay or something, and it's just there, it's like a whisper, it's not a whisper, but just there, and it just makes the song, I reckon. It's so good. I can hear it every time I rehearse it. I can just hear it. So it's a real crafting process. It's really important too to work on that one tiny bit of sound, you know, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just as important as making up a good song.
Yay. I think you're singing a lot more on Young and Full of the Devil as well. It seems like you're singing a lot more on Young and Full of the Devil.
Yeah, definitely.
almost crooning Adelita.
Yeah, I know, I'm turning into Judy Garland or something. No, it's really interesting because my voice has been changing over the past years, and a lot of it's not due to creative processes, if you know what I mean. So, a lot of it's due to ciggies, you know, so I kind of go maybe half an octave lower, or I don't know. But I am crooning, I will admit to it, but I like it, and I'm working a lot more, you know, with the sort of elasticity of my voice.
Yeah, yeah, well, I suppose...
just creating new environments for my voice, I guess. Just, it's really good to work on the vocals. I never used to, I just used to go, okay, I'll scream, whatever. But now I'm definitely spending more time deliberating over that side of music. I think it's really important. I never thought it was, but it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've got to inject a lot more time into that part of it, and I think this is the start of kind of like... I think it's time to kick off.